Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salter strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Larry steals second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-2 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Johnson moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Solter scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Solter steals second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Solter scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Bing Miller pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Williams moves to third. Barry moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.